all for taking the time to come here. It's a long 3 hours, and it is really helpful to have insight from people about how to be reached, how you want to be engaged. Kathleen and I are here again as your representatives on this body, and we take that very seriously. We take that responsibility seriously, and we want you to know that our doors are open. So although this public comment period through this process ends June 28th or whatever it ends, that's not our deadline, and this process is going to evolve over the next several years and perhaps beyond. Our doors are open, our cards are on that table, so you can contact us with further thoughts. We ask also that you help us figure out how better to reach people. We really appreciate those comments, and ask that you also take some responsibility for helping reach out. And I just want to comment on that a little bit. Like, it's been very, I think we've struggled to some degree, to be frank, about how and when to engage broad swaths of people, because processes like this can be time consuming. And so, as Rob indicated, the MLA board, for example, is gathered tonight thinking about some very immediate problems that are facing their industry. This felt further out in the horizon. And so, to some degree, it's very challenging to figure out how best to do that. So I think the sort of organic spreading of information and reaching out to people on an individual basis helps bring people into the fold and helps share that perspective. And each of you can be helpful in bringing that information to us, which isn't to say that we aren't taking tremendous responsibility to make sure that we're reaching out and engaging with all of the stakeholders in the state as well. So I greatly appreciate that concern and criticism, because I think it's valid and fair. So again, you know, tell us how best to engage you. I think at this stage, we really feel like there is potential value for the state of the process, and we are working towards finding that and making sure that we get it for the state in this process, which can feel big and unwieldy and federally driven. And that's the posture we're taking by participating, is making sure we are being active participants in this process and thinking about what is important for the state of Maine. I've been sort of at the end of these meetings trying to just reflect back some of the things that I've heard as like undercurrents and themes. And yesterday we heard a lot about scale, and I think we heard some things about scale tonight that were also just different, in that this process is not going to be all things to all people. And so we're as a group, I think, still grappling with what is regional and beneficial and at that scale. But I think what was really an interesting theme tonight is this sense of perspective and these sort of continuums. So local, state, regional kinds of scales, historical, present, future scales, the dependency of communities, whether they're islands or coastal or cities, on the ocean and how they interface with ocean uses. The sort of changing ways and lenses in which you could look at things as positive or negative, whether it's a use or an invasive species, and the distance from the coast out to the 200-mile line and beyond. So I just want to thank you again for coming on behalf of our commissioners, on behalf of RPB. Thank you for taking the time, and on behalf of the governor's office as well. And stay in touch with us.